Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
All right, everybody, I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated today, and we want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio. I'm Anna McCoy. With my sidekick here, I'm Shauna Stallworth. Welcome, everybody. So we're excited about today's program. You can watch us live on Ustream, on Woman Act Now, on our Woman Act Now channel, or you can go right to our website if you're a member, and it'll be on your homepage of your member area. So you can join in the fun. We want to give you that number. We have an incredible guest today, and I'm excited about her. We had her here actually in Dallas about 2 years ago with her book, Faith Under Fire. She is a best-selling author, and let me tell you, I love her. She is like a sister spirit, you know what I mean, not only in spirit but also in look. She and I, you know, I was like, girl, who your daddy? You know what I mean? Who your daddy? Who your daddy? Your daddy, my daddy. Because, you know, my daddy got about 15 kids, had 17 of them. I'm the last one, so I just wanted to make sure. And LaJoyce actually looks like some of my older sisters. But I'm excited about her presence today. Primarily, we're finishing out our month on Healthy Power. And before I invite her to the show, I just want to remind you about Healthy Power, Shauna. We talked about, when we think about Healthy Power, I took you back to the word heal. To the root word of that heal, of that word healthy, is to heal, to be healed. And I want to give you 3 points in order for you to live a whole healthy life. I want you to think about it. Getting into relationship, number one, being in fellowship with the healer. So we know that God is the healer of all things, and, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be in relationship and fellowship with him, and that's what I love about LaJoyce, too, is her commitment to the things of God and seeking the remedies of the healer. And so I'm certain that what you're going to hear today is that she has been in a place of prayer in her pursuit of wanting to see people heal. And I absolutely love that, because this morning I was talking to some ladies who were walking with us, mm-hmm. and I was sharing with them how important it was that we do what Jesus did. And you know what? He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to set those who are captive free. And a part of LaJoyce's calling is to bring healing to people, to make them whole. And you know what? She goes to the healer. She is connected in fellowship. So that's the first thing that we want to be, is connected in fellowship with God. What's one of the second things that we've talked about this month when it comes to healing, Shauna?
You know, we've talked about honoring your body.
Yes, and honoring God with your body is that you are a steward of this body. And see, what's really significant about today, we have our guest, Ask the Good Doctor, which is our third point, and that is to be whole, to be healthy, to have a complete social well-being of mind, body, and spirit. Then the third thing that we need to do is to renew our mind. And LaJoyce Brookshire is here today to help us to renew our mind. I told you, listen, if you have some friends, you need to text them, you need to call them, you need to post it on your Facebook, share it, because it's going to be very exciting today as we talk with her, and she's going to take some questions. So if you have them, we want to encourage you to join us today at 718-664-6402. to be a part of this program. So let me just introduce to you Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire. She's a naturopathic doctor, and I just want to tell you just a little bit about her. You know, ask LaJoyce Brookshire who she is, and quickly she'll tell you she's God's girl. LaJoyce is an ordained minister, a doctor of naturopathy. She is a master herbalist, certified group fitness instructor, an avid lover of African dance, and an advocate of literacy and abstinence. Mm. As a graduate of Trinity College of Natural Health, Dr. Brookshire is a naturopath in the Poconos, treating many how to stay well with nature, affectionately called the Good Doctor. Dr. Brookshire teaches that you are what you eat. Her most popular requested lecture, which I love, if your doctor is so smart, why are you so sick, is a favorite amongst community organizations seeking better health practices. In her former career, Dr. Brookshire was a high-powered entertainment publicist to the stars. As director of publicity at Arista Records, she represented Aretha Franklin, Sean Diddy Combs, Outkast, 112, Deborah Cox, Whitney Houston, and the notorious B.I.G., Big, until his death. So you know what? She is also the best-selling author of the novel Soul Food that was based on the smash hit movie, suspense, drama, Web of Deception, and the memoir Faith Under Fire, Betrayed by a Thing Called Love. You know, we had her here actually in my home here in Dallas, Texas, as a speaker talking about Faith Under Fire. And what's so powerful about that, and I think you'll hear a little bit about that today as we welcome her to the show. You know, and she conducts many workshops. She is a speaker. She is available to come to your community, your women's group, your church, your ministry, whatever the case may be, so that she can continue to share the word on how to be healed naturally. So, Dr. Brookshire, are you there? Hello. Welcome to the show.
I'm here. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And I think that our listeners can hear you as well. And I just want to welcome you. First of all, you know, I want to tell you that you are loved and appreciated. And I thank you for taking the time to share some of your knowledge, some of your expertise to help us to be whole. So welcome to the show, Joyce.
Thank you, Anna. Appreciate you, too.
Well, let's get right into it. We've got a little time, and our listeners are starting to add into the queue. I've got some questions for you. I downloaded Ask the Good Doctor, and you can, too, right from Amazon Kindle. Less than $5 is going to put you on a road to great health. And you got the author right here today, Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire, who is going to expose this book to us. And it's really Ask the Good Doctor, the detox edition. So my assumption is Ask the Good Doctor is coming out with a few more of those Amazon Kindle books. So we're going to talk about the detox edition today. So the first thing, when I began to read this book, one of the things I noticed in your book, LaJoyce, is you said, I want to provide people a healthy approach to wellness.
That's right.
So what is that distinction between healthy and wellness?
Oh, wow. How the medical establishment defines wellness is that, well, healthy is that all of your test results have come back baseline, which is normal.
Yes.
And how we define staying well in the holistic community is that we want to make sure that anytime you have any aches and pains or that you reach for nature instead of reaching for the pharmacy.
Mm. Well, you know, it's interesting because as we've been talking about this whole idea of health this month, you know, we've talked about trying to get people back to that place of being healed, you know, having a complete social well-being from mind, body, and spirit, and being able to connect and be in fellowship, because it's all about relationship. Our relationship with food, our relationship with people, our relationship with God, our relationship with ourselves. And so
absolutely.
When I think about...
And you know what? They work together, and if you try to separate any of them, that's where the disconnect comes, because you have to work on mind, body, and spirit, because 67% of what's wrong with us is emotional.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, that's something that we were actually speaking about today, in that I walk with other ladies in the morning, and we were talking about that most people see the manifestation of physical things, and they want to deal with that, those physical realities, but there are some soulish, emotional issues, spiritual issues that must be dealt with, and that's what you're going to help us with today. So one of the things that in reading your book, I noticed that this is really a 90-day plan to a healthy lifestyle. So I'm assuming, are we repeating this 21-day detox, or was that 21-day detox that you shared was just like your epiphany, so to speak, your aha moment that let me do this for myself? So tell us a little bit about what really...
Well, actually, you can be on the road to detoxing within 21 days. The 90-day plan is to instill a total and complete lifestyle change forever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So as you start us out on this, and so Joyce, I'm going to ask you, if you're on a speakerphone, I think we might need you to pick up that phone. Because you're a little bit hollow for us.
Okay, how is it?
That's much, much better.
You got it.
So when we think about this 21-day detox, why is it so important to detox? Why detox? We hear about it. Everybody got something to say about it. So why is that really important?
Well, you know what? There are toxins that are backed up in the system that unless you force them out, they do not leave. And I think it's a fallacy or a misconception for us to believe that toxins just leave the bodies on their own, because they do not.
Ooh.
And if we don't force them from various organs, if we do not flush our liver, if we do not flush our kidneys, it really never gets flushed. So we have to be as aggressive in doing that as we are aggressive about losing weight, as we are aggressive about counting calories and skipping the fat. It's no different, because toxins like to linger in the body. We are warm, yummy hosts to things like a toxic liver, and we are an excellent host to parasites and also to candida, which is yeast. So when, you know, we have an overrun of any of those things, then it causes the body a problem.
Oh, you should see Shauna's face. I don't know if you could see us.
Hey, Shauna.
Like, oh, my God. You know, and hey, guys, you know what? You're just a host. You've seen them alien movies.
That sounds scary.
You know that alien movie you've seen?
Yeah.
Comes up out of them. That's just a very enlarged parasite living on the inside of you. So that is
why
it's important for us to what? Detox. So when you think about this, is there any particular moment, because I know, LaJoyce, that this is your calling. This is your calling to help people really become healthier. Before you answer this question, I want Shauna just to share with our listeners just a couple of testimonies that we found concerning you. So let's give her a moment to do that, and then I'm going to ask you this next question, which I think is going to be really helpful for our listeners to know about you.
We have one. Don says, it's one thing to have a doctor, but I have a doctor. Thank you, Dr. Brookshire, for all that you do and all of me, mind, body, and for all of me, mind, body, and
Don. And had her respond and just share that. And she's going to share quite a few testimonies throughout our program today about you, Dr. LaJoyce, because I really want people to understand who you are, that this is a calling on your life, that you are committed to it, that you are intentional about it. So I'm going to ask you this question. There are moments and circumstances we experience in life that propel us into an area of interest. So what caused you to choose this route and to follow this calling of helping others in their health?
You know, because it worked for me over and over. Actually, a girl in my high school speech class gave a persuasive speech about why you should become a vegetarian.
Mm.
And she put up
the different body systems, how long it takes to digest food. And I'm telling you, I was so sold. She was so incredibly persuasive that I left that class and went to the lunchroom and ordered a grilled cheese sandwich on rye. And that night I went home and told my mother I was never eating meat again. My mom said, help yourself. There's some salad in the refrigerator.
Wow. So how long did she keep up that?
I kept that up until it was regular. I kept that up until my first year in college, because when I went to college, I went to one of those colleges that it was first come, first serve for the dormitory. They didn't care if you were a freshman. So by the time I had really decided on going to the school, all of the dorms were done, so I had to live in an apartment. And trying to cook for myself at 17 years old, that didn't really work out. So when my hair started falling out by the handfuls, I was like, okay, it's a wrap on this, because I was not replacing my protein. But what I had done was right after the experience of learning about, you know, better health practices and that single speech, I went to work at GNC, back when GNC sold groceries. GNC used to be like Whole Foods of today. I mean,
wow.
Sandwiches. Yeah, we used to squeeze peanut butter and have juices and make juice, and it was a wonderful experience. So by the time I got to college, I had so much information, and I was armed with boxes full of supplements. So in that experience, you know, I knew enough to know that I was losing my hair because I was protein deficient. And since I was deficient in the kitchen area at the time, I started adding slowly back in just chicken, fish, and turkey. But I never went back to the old eating practices that I used to have. So that set me on the path where I stayed for basically to where I am now. I mean, of course, I've progressed more, but that was the beginning that set me on this journey.
Wow. See, that's beautiful, because I knew that there was something, probably something in your life that really, something touches us, something gets our attention. And it's amazing how even that conversation you had with one of your classmates in high school has brought you back to this place.
And, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I went, I did a book signing in Chicago for Faith Under Fire, and the girl who gave the speech for my class, Cindy Rogers, was there. And
wow.
I told that story about how much she impacted my life, and that set me on this journey. And it was like a wellness party that I was doing at my friend's house, and she had all of these girls, and everybody was getting a detox foot bath and a reflexology treatment. And Cindy was there, and she lives in Florida now. And we just had a hoop and hollering time over. She's like, I cannot believe that old persuasion speech that I threw together. Yeah, I was like, girl, that changed my life.
Wow.
Get it.
That is so amazing. So now I'd like to I want to know, what are some of the most common complaints you hear from your clients? Why are people coming to see you?
Oh, they're coming to see me because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's when people start coming. And in the spring, people start coming because they start taking off their clothes and seeing what they look like, and they want to be better.
Ooh. Hot.
Yeah.
Ouch. That is absolutely correct. So when we think about, I want to talk about some of the steps in your book about detoxing and how important that is to rid our body of the toxins. So you talk about seven steps in your book about how to detox. So number one, the first step, what are some of the things that we should do, and why is drinking water so important?
Oh, my gosh, because water is the fluid of life, is the elixir. It's life's elixir. And without it, we die, quite simply. Our bodies are comprised of 75% water. Our brains are 70% water. We absolutely need it in order to flush it out. In the Bible, it says that out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And the job of a river is to carry the debris from the top of the basin to the bottom of the basin. And if you just watch a river move, if you throw a piece of paper in it, and you'll see the paper flow downstream. So is it with our bodies. But in our bodies, the river is actually the bloodstream. And then if you see a stagnant pool of water, you can see dirt. You can see that the paper that you threw in it does not move. You can see insects around it. And more than anything, it stinks.
It what?
Also stinks.
It stinks, people.
That's
well, go
right.
ahead.
And just like in our bloodstream, if we do not allow our bloodstream to move, to be flowing, and by feeding it water, it too will smell. Mm. It too will start harboring disease. It will collect dirt that needs to move out. And people who have a propensity to blood clots, quite simply, they're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you know that your body is actually hydrated? What are some of the signs that you might know?
Well, one of the things is that you don't have to wait for thirst to drink water, that you drink water even if you're not thirsty. A signal of dehydration is the thirst signal. If you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Mm.
That's for sure. If you
so you're saying at any point, you know, at any point, if we're drinking the proper amount of water, we really should never have that experience.
We should not have that experience at all.
Wow.
And you're drinking water because simply you like it, you love it, and it's good to you.
Yes, I love it. I love water, and I love alkaline water, too.
Oh, yeah, the alkaline water is a good idea, but you know what? We don't need designer water to drink it.
That's right. You're absolutely, because one of the things is you talk about in this book is one of the ways to increase that alkaline in your diet is adding lemons to your drinking water.
Adding lemon or any fruit to your drinking water will help to boost the alkalinity of it. And for the people who are having a hard time drinking water, just straight water, who need flavor in their water, and, you know, I caution against drinking all of those designer waters as it is that contain fructose and sucralose and aspartame and high fructose corn syrup, because the vitamin water is far from just vitamins. The smart water is far from just being smart, because there's nothing smart about it. I mean, and if we really, really get a handle on what it is we're drinking, water should not have an ingredient label, you guys.
Yes, that's right. It should be what?
Water.
And, you know, there was some recent coverage on that vitamin water, certainly here in the Dallas area on one of our local channels. I didn't get to see it. I saw the promo for it, but I didn't get to see the full coverage. But, again, probably exactly what you just said when it comes to vitamin water. It ain't exactly vitamins only.
That's right.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Most people think that they consume water in everything that they drink. True, and is that enough?
No, it's not enough. Yes, it is true. I saw a scientist on the Discovery Channel making a grand effort to prove that in everything we eat is water. What he had done was extracted all of the water out of various foods that were a typically sensible diet for the day for the average American. And he came up with the standard eight ounces a day of water, glasses of water, and, you know, thus proved his point. But I had to take a look at him because I could see, as a naturopath, you know, we look at the face. The face is a roadmap to your health. And, you know, it's a blessing and a curse to be able to use that as a diagnostic tool, because when you're looking into someone's face just having a regular conversation, you know, you see the yeast, you see the parasites, you see that the liver needs to be cleansed, and I'm thinking, oh, can I just have a conversation, please? But, you know, when I looked at the scientist's face who was making this grand claim about the water, and he was clearly dehydrated, and he looked far older than he was. I mean, I don't know how old he was, but for sure, he was far older than he was. He was like, and then when he extracted all of the water from the foods, he was like, see, that leaves you with then needing really to really only drink about 2 glasses of water a day. I just fell out the chair.
So are you saying that's insufficient, right?
It's insufficient. Because
what you talk about in the book is that whatever you mix with water, you pretty much change the molecular makeup
structure
of the water to something else, it starts to create something. And one of the things that you said was that it becomes a water substance. I believe
that's
what it
correct.
Is. Rather
yeah, it
than
a water
pure water
substance.
That can
that's
really
right.
hydrate your body. As you know, I read your stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. You did. I hear you. Good girl.
that can actually hydrate your body, and the body doesn't even recognize it, you know, for
as
the good
water.
That it is. Is that right?
Well, that's right. Well, when you're talking about all of these little mixes that you can carry in your purse,
yes,
to go with you and those kinds of things, those things structurally change the water because the powder unto itself has this ingredient list. And once again, you know, water that you're drinking for hydration purposes and for therapy purposes, because there's water, you can do water therapy on several things all by itself and be healed from it, quite honestly.
Wow.
But when you start mixing other combinations of things, it can potentially become deadly.
Well, you know, people, I hope you're listening. I'm on with Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire, the author of Ask the Good Doctor, the Detox Edition, and we've been talking about various different things concerning your health. And step one of her book is to drink water. I mean, these are pretty simple. Two or three things that you can do that doesn't cost you any money, but it does cost you a little bit of discipline. And actually, you can get our book on Amazon Kindle and download that. It's under $5 to change your life. So, again, go to Amazon.com and order Ask the Good Doctor. If you have a Kindle, iPhone, smartphone with a Kindle app on it, you can get access to that. And by the way, if you don't have any of those, you can get a download Kindle desktop, and you can read it there as well. So I want to continue. Let's talk about step two, and I call step two, let's talk about pee and poo.
That's right. Pee and
yeah,
poo.
Yeah, so update people. Tell them we're talking about pee and poo, and maybe somebody pee and poop. Maybe somebody want to show up, because you know what? Everybody is looking. You know, let me just go on and break it down here, LaJoyce. You know, you go to the restroom, everybody look, want to see what it look like.
Make sure
so,
listen,
we all got our ideas about pee and poop, but you talk about some very specific things about how important is it understanding pee and poop when it concerns your health.
Well, you know, the body is trying to eliminate 3 to 7 pounds of waste per day. But we want to hold on to it. We want to send another email, take another meeting, make another phone call. We want to hold on to it till we get home. We have lost our minds is what has happened. I mean, I know so many people who are pee shy.
Yeah, go ahead and tell it, who don't want to go to the bathroom. You still there?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I think we just lost you there for a minute. This is Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth. We have Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire on with us. She'll call us back in just a second. If you've been listening to the call, I want to open up the lines. I think I have one of our favorite listeners on the call with us today. Is that Ross? Hello? 214-649.
Yes,
are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And we have Dr. LaJoyce. What are you walking away from this call right now? What are you learning?
I want to get rid of all the parasitic hosts out of my body.
You want to get the aliens out. So welcome back, Dr. LaJoyce. We have one of our callers on the line.
Okay.
Ms. Roz, and you got any questions you want to ask the good doctor, Roz?
Yeah, I want to ask Dr. Brookshire's her viewpoint on rest. You know, is it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours that we should get on a daily basis and work towards? And I've been living probably off of 2 to 5 hours for over 25 years.
Okay, and you don't feel good, do you?
Well, I feel better now. Remember I said 2 to 5. I just now grew to the 5.
Okay. And let me tell you something. When you start getting 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep, you're going to feel better than you have ever felt, and you're going to wonder the last 25 years, why had you done yourself a disservice? That is one of the steps in the detox edition. The body only heals itself when we're sleeping, and not only when we're sleeping, but the time that we sleep. The optimum hour to go to bed is 10 p.m. And I know a lot of people are moaning and groaning, saying, oh, my gosh, my favorite show comes on at 10 o'clock. Oh, but I have to watch the news at 10 o'clock. The last thing that I want you to do before you go to bed is certainly not watch the news. Please, go to bed at the 10 o'clock hour because it takes 2 hours to establish a REM state sleep. And just before midnight kicks in the healing cycle for the pineal gland right at 11:45, and then after that is the endocrine system. And so we have to be, though, in a REM state sleep to take advantage of that healing. There is something transpiring every half hour of the night in order for us to be healed, but we've got to be asleep to get it. And there's no such thing as catching up on the weekend. There's no such thing as saying, well, I sleep until 10 o'clock every morning. That is not the issue. The issue is taking advantage of the healing cycle of the moon that has everything to do with the pattern called the circadian clock. And in that, our healing can be restored by sleeping ourselves back to wellness.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well,
then
that's definitely
yeah.
one of the steps that thanks for getting us there even sooner, Roz, and I want to thank you for joining us. And Roz has been doing very well in taking control of her health. Joyce, she has been on it. Tell Joyce how much weight you've lost, if you don't mind sharing that.
Joyce or Roz?
You, Roz.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said LaJoyce because I was waiting to hear. I'm claiming 50 pounds, but when I got serious, I was on the scale and was well over 295, and that was in 2009 when I joined Womanek Now. But so that's well over 80 pounds, but I'm claiming 50 because that's when I came into a state of consciousness when I hung out with Coach's mentor, Al Hollingsworth.
Wow. That is awesome. Congratulations.
Isn't that wonderful? Because I tell you, it is what's amazing to me is her consistency and her desire and hunger to continue to educate herself. But she certainly has been doing a number of these things that you talk about in your book. So I want to thank you, Ross, for joining us. And I want to get back to Dr. LaJoy sharing with us a few other things. We were talking about pee and poo.
Pee and poo.
And one of the things that I want to certainly ask you about is constipation as a norm. And I know that many people have this issue, and everybody's so afraid of speaking about this. What is normal when it comes to how many times we should eliminate a day?
Well, we should eliminate really 4 to 5 times a day for an optimally healthy body. Believe it or not. And people who are functionally constipated, who have only a bowel movement every couple of days, or who only consistently have one bowel movement a day, think that I'm completely off my rocker when I make that statement. However, there have been doctors who have said to them, this is okay. It's okay because what we're consuming or have been used to consuming is the standard American diet, which we all know is quite sad. And if we would not have the diseases that we have today if we would utilize the bathroom as we could.
Wow.
4 to 5 bowel movements per day. Our urine should always, always be clear. If you want to have just a baseline of what your health condition, your status of your health is, check your urine. If your urine is not clear, if it's cloudy, if it smells acrid, if it smells fruity, then that is an indication that your health, that something is amiss with your health.
Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes, like diabetes, all of those, you know, when you have sickness, you have this disease in your body. That's a definite indication.
Taking care of people.
Who had some, you know, some of those problems, and you're absolutely right. So how
right.
we,
and
also, number one was drinking water. That's step one, drink water. Step two is is about
pee and poop when nature calls you to pee and poop.
What's step number two, the proper step?
It's to pee and poop when nature calls you to pee and poop.
Oh, there you go. Step two, that's easy enough to remember, is that, you know what, when nature calls, go.
Go. No holding it. I know people
gotta
who
go because nature's calling now. Just easy. I'm going to stay here with a good doctor. All right.
That's
step
right.
Number three, and this one is really interesting because as I was reading this, we have an ongoing little, you know, bantering between Shauna and I throughout the day, and how everybody, they talk about me because I eat 15 times a day or so. That's what it feels like when you only eat once. So, but I really eat 5 or 6 times a day. So I was very pleased to see that in your eating plan that you're giving us some tips on what we should do. And I realized I'm not that far off. And I said, ooh, if Shauna was reading this, she'll see I'm doing all right. And then so she says, oh, no, tell them what you said about me and the eating plan.
I told her she had the eating plan down.
Because I've been eating, you hear me?
Yes, I mean, she has that, you know, she has that part. Now,
the fruit,
I got to work on
the vegetables,
she got it down.
You know. I be eating that stuff, you hear me? Every time they look around, I'm chewing on something. Is that a rabbit in there? Is that a, what is that? You know, what's she doing in there? She's probably chewing up on something. So tell us a little bit about how people can implement this eating plan in their lives.
You know what? Just like Nike says, you just got to do it because, you know, our health really depends on it. It might be a change and shift for many people because it's something we're not doing. We're not used to eating 5 vegetables a day, making sure that we eat 5 vegetables a day. We're not used to making sure we eat 5 fruits a day when we should be. We're not used to eating 5 fruits for breakfast and making that our meal instead of eating hot food first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a shift, and to stop eating by 7 o'clock, 7:30 at the latest.
Right.
All of that is a change in how we were raised to eat.
Wow. I think one of the tips that I saw that, you know, you kind of have it in the back of your mind, but you don't know whether it's true or not, whether it's, you sense that it's really important, and that is drinking a glass of water the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning. Why is that so important in this eating plan?
Well, because we've been asleep for the hours that we're supposed to be asleep, Roz, we're supposed to be asleep for 7 to 8 hours, and we shouldn't go for 7 to 8 hours unless we're sleeping without hydration. That is just far too many hours not to have a quality beverage like water to hydrate us. And the absolute kiss of bad health is to wake up drinking something like coffee.
Wow.
Or hot chocolate first. Before having water. I'm not an advocate of coffee on any day.
Well, what about some of that coffee? What about some of that coffee? Like, I'm sure you heard of these natural, I'm certain somebody has come to you about this, Organogermy,
yes.
Or whatever it's called. What's your take on that?
I don't advocate it one bit because people still would see experience the exact same symptoms when they're trying to quit. What I do recommend it for, I think it's a very high quality coffee, and it's excellent for a high coffee enema. That's what I recommend it for. And all the people who bring it to me and give me a sample, I say, thank you very much. This is going to be used for my coffee enema. And they go, are you crazy using that for an enema? Absolutely. That's all I want to use a coffee for, especially high quality coffee.
Okay, then. All right. Like we say, we asked the good doctor. We got an answer. So you talk about also as a part of that eating plan, some foods that we should avoid. Are we avoiding foods we should avoid? But you also talk about the types of food we should eat organically.
Yes. The types of foods that we should avoid are, first of all, things we cannot pronounce, because at the end of the day, it's not food. It's
yes.
some chemical made in a lab.
Yes.
If the ingredient list has more than 7 items, leave it in the store.
Yeah.
It doesn't take more than 7 things to make most things on any day.
Yes. Part of the food rule.
That's right. We should also avoid aspartame, Splenda,
Sweet and Low, Ace K, Equal, the pink stuff, the purple stuff, the if it's not sugar that God made from sugar cane, avoid it. I would say also avoid the white sugar, though. And we can use the pure cane sugar, which is brown. Someone maybe got duped into thinking if it's white, it's right. We have to let go of all that icky white stuff that's been bleached. We got fooled into believing, even on the package, it says enriched, bleached flour. Yet we pick it up, we smile, we purchase it, we put our money down for it, we eat it ourselves and give it to our children. There is no bleach that is good for us on any day.
You know, it's so funny. Shauna and I had an opportunity to go to Amsterdam last year, and we were there and we were ordering a dumpling. And so they had some dumplings, you know, like appetizers, a little dumpling, like a Chinese dumpling.
Yes.
And so I said, well, what type do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, beef, chicken, and pig. And you should have seen our faces. You know why? Because realistically, he said something, he said exactly what it was. What we are used to hearing is, would you like a piece of bacon? Would you like a pork chop? Would you like some pork loin? Would you like, we call it other things rather than what it is. It's a pig. When he said pig, both of us saw a porky pig. We didn't see a slice of beef. We didn't see a slice of, we didn't see a slice of bacon. We didn't see a slice of ham. We saw some pigs.
Yes.
And then we got to thinking, we don't want no pig, man. We don't want no pig. You know, I'm just saying, y'all don't know names like bacon and pork and pork chop. You know, you don't know. He said, we call it pig. You want pig or not?
Like, no pig.
No pig. Because we was concerned about the, where they going to get that pig. Maybe they were going to get
exactly.
it from a real pig. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
well,
we was like, no, we don't want that. So imagine you just said something when you were talking about ingredients. What if if somebody said, would you like a McDonald's Big Mac? But they gave you all of the choices of the ingredients of it rather than the name it is being called.
Yes.
You would never
would
eat
you
it.
Eat it?
No.
You'd be like, no, I ain't eating that. What is that? No.
Right.
Oh, man, it's a Big Mac. Oh, okay, let me have one of those.
Right.
But if it's that's and all and all of these other things, we would not eat it. So when we think about this eating plan, is there any foods that we should avoid?
Yes, we should avoid pork. Good for you. But here's the good news about Here's the good news about the pork in that country, probably. They probably don't pump it with a lot of antibiotics and hormones. They probably go right outside and kill Betsy.
Yes.
You know? And take care of it. You know, our ancestors lived off of pork. One pig would feed the family for the year, and they killed the family pig to do it. And, you know, they fed the family pig table scraps. They didn't feed it grain that was genetically modified. They didn't shoot it up so it can get to market fast. So back then, that you know, the pig was all right. But now in the scheme of things, looking at foods and what they're doing to them on the food meal, pork is one of the things that we should avoid. On the detox plan, we also should avoid beef.
Yes, that's right. There are some things that you talked about avoiding specifically. It's not that we have to stop eating these things forever. You're just saying in the process of detoxifying your body, don't toxify the body while you're trying to detox the body.
That's right, because when you're doing a detox plan, you can do the express plan or you can take the Tunaville trolley.
The what?
The Tunaville trolley, the slow road.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, you know, eventually you'll get there, but, you know, and that's why a lot of people quit, because they claim they don't see results. You know, this healthy thing does not work. I tried that. I tried to be a vegetarian. I know a lot of vegetarians who are completely unhealthy.
Yes. Now, that's a subject of another show.
Yes.
I have a vegan soul kitchen book by Brian Terry.
Yes.
One of the things that I noticed in the book is most of his recipes and different things, vegan is no meat. I was getting ready to say, they don't have no meat recipes in there. But that's probably why. So, I am so crazy because I decided I was going to go vegan. And then
okay.
I went to my girlfriend's party and I ordered my food. And when the plate came, this chicken breast was sitting on top. I said, oh, my God. I forgot I was starting to go vegan. Well, I'm going to have to do that tomorrow.
I know a lot of people do.
So I ate my chicken. So let's move on to, I think, step number five of the detox plan has to do with exercise. So
absolutely.
What exercise strategies do you have for us that we can implement in our day, just in general, just changing the way we live?
I think that we should do everything until the point, until we get breathless. A lot of people claim that they don't exercise because they don't have time, okay? If you have stairs in your house, run up and down the stairs in your house. Now, and I used to beat myself up in the wintertime for not really getting out and getting enough exercise and such. So what I found myself doing is, you know, of course, when you go to the grocery store, park in the farthest corner of the grocery store and take a, you know, high-powered walk into the store, take, you know, a couple of walks around, you know, by the time you spin around Walmart a couple of times, you can walk around Walmart if you don't see somebody that you know because, you know, a community, small communities, it's a meeting place. And, you know, keep it moving, you know, for a good 20 minutes walking around the whole store, careful not to buy things that you see. But when you do that, it gives you exercise unbeknownst to you. And it's helping to work out the body. When I am doing laundry, on a day that I'm doing laundry and I'm up and down the stairs and up and down the stairs, I can go up and down my stairs at 28 times a day on a day that I'm cleaning. And clean your own house. You know, that has a lot to do with everything. But I don't know if you have a house the size of Anna's. I don't know. It might be a little hard. But
I'm getting my exercise, walking, and doing other things other than cleaning the house. It is work. Do you hear me? I was trying to clean my kitchen.
It's work.
120 minutes, people. And I know that by fact.
That's right. And when I
it
took
a long
myself,
time. I was like, what is this? I was wondering why my housekeeper was constantly in the kitchen. She got another person working with her cleaning the house, and the whole time she in the kitchen. Well, I put on my timer, and I thought I could clean it in 20 minutes. Then I put on the timer for another 20 minutes. I was like, oh, man, I'm on 40 minutes. Then I added another 20 minutes. I said, oh, man, I'm not even finished. 60 minutes. Another 20 minutes. Then I got mad. Because my husband was sitting on the couch. And so, honey, you know when I finished, I looked at, I said, don't you come in this kitchen. This kitchen is cold, closed. I've been in here for 120 minutes.
That's right.
Don't you even look over here.
That's
is that
right.
a puppy you're going to use? No, you ain't. Look, the next morning I got up, I walked in here. Do you know my husband had used five glasses, cups, there were spoons, forks, I said, look,
that's
puppy,
what they do.
You only been in here 10 minutes. What are you
that's
doing?
What they do.
Oh, my
that's
God,
what they
he
do.
Fell out. I was in here 120 minutes. This is not going to work.
It is. It's a lot of work. And you know what? So the woman who stays home and the woman who works from home, you know, don't feel, because we really are domestic engineers, you know. And when I go up and down the steps, you know, at home, my husband says, must you run up and down the steps like a teenager? I'm doing it for exercise. I mean, I'm taking them two at a time, you know. I'm running up and down, and I make noise running up and down the steps because I do it with purpose. So that's when I say get it moving, you know, take a spin after you eat dinner. Just walk up and down your block a couple of times, you know.
Yeah.
I live at the end of a dirt road, so, you know, it's more than just a walk up the block. It's a, you know, we Zumba afterwards.
Yes, well, you know, that's one of the things that Ms. Shauna is doing, is she's Zumba. I don't Zumba.
I love it.
What was I on list?
That's what you do.
Yeah.
You have to work this part.
Or you have to see her.
Work your legs.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, I'm not Zumbing because every time I try to do one of them aerobic dancing things, I got itches.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It
just wears me out. So, therefore, I choose other exercise opportunities, Dr. LaJoyce, like this morning, One of the things you talk about also is just walk, find a buddy. I found that,
right.
You know, I hibernate in the winter. I am not trying to run up no stairs. I'm not trying to do nothing. I got a gym, and I don't use it. It's 'cause cold. It's in the winter. And you seem like you ought to be able to go to sleep in the winter, you know, rest from all your labor. A woman
oh
needs to rest sometimes. So
wait a minute. What cold? You live in Dallas.
Yeah, well, that's cold enough. And so in order for me to get out of hibernation mode, I called one of my friends. I said, girl, I need your help. I said, please, can you come over here and walk with me in the morning? She lives about 5 minutes away. And I said, please. Unbeknownst to me, she was like, I had the same prayer. Lord, I need a buddy. So we have been having a perfect time just walking, like we burned about 440 calories this morning.
Okay.
Or just walking, you know.
How long did that take?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How long did that take?
Oh, that took us an hour.
Yeah.
Not that long, though.
Yeah, it took us an hour to, I mean, that's a, I mean, well, we set that time aside to do it, but during that time, what we've discovered is before we know it, we look at the mileage thing, and we walked 3.5 miles, and we didn't even know it because we're so busy talking, you know. We're trying to talk and share the word and get some revelation. So looking at birds, looking at nature, you know.
Yeah.
So it really has really blessed us because this week we are almost at about 14 miles. You know, over the last 4 days. So, you know,
good.
I wasn't doing nothing. To go from 0 to 14 in about 2 weeks, I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's
pretty
good. Because
I was hibernating to the ump degree.
I want you to add a little trot to that.
Well, that's what
like,
our neighbor
like,
said.
Yep,
neighbor,
add a little trot to that. When you,
yeah,
when you
he
walk,
said,
do you walk
we will
in one
do that,
direction?
Yes, uh-huh. But what had happened was, I'm just saying, he's
seen
us out there every morning, you know, and
right.
All the neighbors are starting to, you know, because we're out there early, and as they're leaving to go to work or whatever, you know, they honk the horn. They're excited for us. And then yesterday morning, he rolled the window. He said, yeah, I think it's about time y'all start running. I said, we ain't running now. We ain't running. But we will trot. We're going to speed up. We're picking up our pace.
On your way home. On your way home, when you walk to your destination and when you're on your way back, you know, start a little trot and take it on in into the house. And then start it further and further and further, and that's how you do it. My walk from my creek up my hill to the top of what I call the key is 1.2 miles, just up to the top of the road. And
yes.
So that walk is so incredibly strenuous. I could do it in 20 minutes, but sometimes I just don't feel like doing it. And I would rather do Zumba for 1 hour than to take that 20-minute hit on that hill. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's how intense that hill is. But I know it's so good, and it's so and you know, and for the time factor, I could hit that and still accomplish the same goals that I do with Zumba. And but then on my way back, since it's downhill, I'll run it. I sprint it in.
Okay,
yeah.
So what we're going to do is we could do that. That's That's an aha
yeah.
moment to say, oh, okay,
yeah.
That's one way to do it. Because, you know, when you try to do it starting or in the middle of that and you're a long ways from home, you
yeah.
break down
you
real
quick.
You get too
tired. Yes, you do.
Yeah, but if we could do that, I think
endurance.
We will. And we're
that's right. Until
the
you
little
build
app
up your
we
endurance.
Use is called Walk-A-Meter. Or walk meter or something like that on iPhone, which also keeps track of it, tells us if we're ahead or behind our pace, if we can set a goal, and it'll help us to improve over the course, you know, of the time that we're doing this. So we talked about step number 6, which is sleep. So let's just give you a quick review of those first 5 steps. LaJoyce, what are they?
You have to tell me, Anna. I don't want to get them out of order because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, so the first one is drink water.
Yep.
Number 2, pee and poop when nature calls you. Number 3, what's number 3, Shauna?
It is
number 3. Wait a minute, I got number 3. Oh.
Eating plan,
eating the right things, choosing what to eat. Number 4 has to do with supplements.
Yep.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about that, and our house looks like a natural food store.
Yes,
you know, I'm like, how many of them supplements can we get rid of, okay? We look like a pharmacy over here, LaJoyce. And
start with throwing away the things
that we just talked about. Number six, we talked about sleep with our guest listener, Roz, who asked about sleep. So step number seven is prayer. So we got Dr. LaJoyce. I told you all that she was God's girl. So tell us about how this really works in detoxifying.
When you are in the detox state, what happens is God gives you an incredible sense of clarity, like none other. So what I'm saying is to get ready and be ready for the clarity that will come. You will have more aha moments. You will have more moments of knowing who can stay in your life and who can leave, because you're on a new journey. You're embarking upon a new journey, and what you're going to realize is when you're going into new places and treading into new territories, everybody can't go. So just on an emotional side, get ready to let some people loose.
That's good.
It will come. And it may be people and it may be things. It'll be an opportunity also to detox your home, to get rid of clutter, to get rid of things that you know you're not wearing. I recently decided to take the plunge and let go of all of the things in my closet. I started on one side and took them to a consignment shop and, you know, things that had tags on it that I haven't worn for years and things that my mother bought me that are two sizes too big and, just taking up space. And so I took a whole bag of shopping carts full of things to the consignment shop, and it felt so much better, and I'll get to the other two sides of my closet. But I just doing that, and that always occurs when I'm in the middle of a detox, when you're purging. You feel an innate sense to purge everything in your life that does not make sense anymore and should not be there.
Wow, and that's good, because that's exactly, we spent, was it last month about decluttering?
Yes.
Decluttering our mind, body, and spirit, and taking women through these different areas and detoxifying relationships, detoxifying their body, mind, and spirit. And so you've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio with my sidekick, Ms. Shauna Stallworth, and our fabulous guest, Ask the Good Doctor, Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire. So I want to encourage you to go to our website, askthegooddoctor.org, and ask her some questions. She's got products, recommendations, books, resources for you to be able to continue to grow your health, to be a healthier person in mind, body, and spirit. So do you have any videos and audios or different things like that that are available? You know, it's helpful for us to listen to this over and over again.
Yes, it is. Well, the book is, you know, a good takeaway tool that you can keep with you in your back pocket, so to speak. The seven steps are easy for you to write down on a one sheet. You know, and I'm available for phone consultations with helping people nationwide. And, you know, actually a good deal of my business is helping clients over the phone because, you know, everyone, of course, doesn't live in the Northeast and can't get to me. So, you know, and we're still equally as effective over the phone and doing consults and keeping you accountable and talking once a month for the 90-day period. So, yeah, I would look forward, and I welcome your health praise report.
All right. Well, we're going to finish this radio program today with a final testimony about Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire so that you ask the good doctor. She is available for you, and listen to what others are saying.
Hi, Dr. LaJoyce. Well, my 90 days are up today. I'm excited that I stuck with the program for this whole time. I am so proud of me. I'm not saying that it was always easy, but I've adjusted my eating habits tremendously. Not only that I walk more, exercise more, seek more sunshine, and appreciate the challenge of mind, body, and spirit. I thank God for you. Just because my 90 days are up does not mean I won't need you. Can I please have a cup of coffee for old time's sake?
Yeah, you can have some of that high-quality coffee. And that was from Bertha. So, Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire, we want to say thank you for joining us on Woman Act Now Radio. And for all those who are listening, you can download this broadcast, listen to it again and again, so that you can be a much healthier you. And Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire, you know we love and appreciate you. and we look forward to sharing and supporting anything that you do. And I want to encourage you, hey, Dr. LaJoyce, do you use Skype? Because, you know, you need to see some of that stuff in Paris.
Anna, you know, we had this talk. I am not technologically savvy. I am so behind the times. I don't have Skype. Sorry, I don't.
Well, it's time to, you know, in order to expand her territory, I'm going to have to just go ahead and encourage her to get that Skype. It really is helpful because when you're talking to people, like when I'm coaching folks, you know how you look at their face and you're like, mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, you
yep,
can do a good job just
can...
listening, but, boy, when you see that, you'd be like, ain't doing, you know.
Yes. Now,
you know, you didn't
true.
Get through to them, so we want to encourage
true.
You to get more technically advanced and larger territory. But we love you.
Yes, ma'am.
And God
they
bless
can just
you.
Give
thank
me,
you so much for your
give
time.
Me a, they can just give me a call or send me an email. It'd be perfect.
All right. So askthegooddoctor.org. Signing off. And thanks again for listening and watching. Coach Anna and Shauna. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.